Okay. Shir Zecher Nishmas, Daniel Hashena Bas of Yeshua Falak. Okay, yesterday we were talking about the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. We saw it quoted in Tosas, and I want to show you the original source of the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. In the Sefer HaYoshua Rabbeinu Tam and the Tshuvas on page 11. Okay, so the several Svarim of Rabbeinu Tam is the Sefer HaYoshua, the regular Sefer HaYoshua, and this is the Tshuvas of Rabbeinu Tam. So if you look at page 11, we'll see exactly what Rabbeinu Tam says. So let's start on page 11. It says, Asher Yomar Mori Okiryas Kriyashma Zman Vasikin Nir Be'ena Shagdomas Vasikin La Vishum Zman Kriyashma El Nishum Tfila. Was the main... The main thing that the Vasikin wanted to accomplish has to do with Shmon Esrei. Can I read it? Tfilas neged Tamidim Tiknu. So, V'heima hayu memarim avodas haTamid l'fi shenemar bo boker. In other words, the korban Tamid was brought early in the day. Bo boker. So, memarim Shmon Esrei should be early as possible. Shmon Esrei should be early as possible. Why should Shmon Esrei be early as possible? Because the Korban Tamid was early as possible. Now, the Korban Tamid, we know, was very early because it was even before Netzach Hamah. We discussed this many times, the Pre-Chadash, that the Korban Tamid was brought before Netzach Hamah because you want to be able to bring as many Korbanos as you can during the day. The day was very limited. The Beis Mikdash closed shop, you know, by the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, which is pretty early in the day, 2:30, 3:30, 4:00, you know, it's early in the day. So if you want to, and everything had to be sandwiched in between the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So tefillah, we want to be as early as possible. The Abridim tefillahs connected to midim tikkun v'heim hayim memarin avodas haTamid if yishneim arbokev afal pishayim. So he says against my favorite pre-chadash. Because of Harari, my favorite pre-chadash is that you can daven l'chatchila Shmon Esrei before Netzach Hamah. Right, because the Talmud. So he says no, you can't do that. Even though they did it in the Beis Hamikdash, but you can't do it because Yefshe l'haknim kol kach zman kriyash matfil fi shenemar yirucham shemesh ve'es rotzon milsehi. Es rotzon milsehi kehu. So in other words, the ikur es rotzon is when the sun just rose. That's the ikur es rotzon. So that's when we should daven. So even though the Korban Tamid was even before that, but Yeruchem Shemesh, that's the Iker Eis Ratzon. U'mechuvanim ha'yulispa'al samlech la'avodasa Imdu mechama. Fani tov matzilas hashachar chatzos. Mamir mitzvah shal kriyashma imanei tzachama, kedei shishma gulo tfil. Shamir mina tfil imanei tzachama mitzvah shal volo at chatzos. The kriyashma makdimi mishum tfil. So as we makdim kriyashma mishum tfil, and that was the vasikin. Nimtzer is probably yom, lo kodem bnei tzachama. Halav yom gomer. Kulish maitzin, next page, mukhachas, the mayri b'smich is gula tfila, lo b'chaviv is kriyashma v'anosa. The ikir is not the kriyashma. The ikir is the shmonesre. Then the first hour on page 12. The second tefillin whose man kriyashma kanach tanai demastisin du kono hanei tzachama harbe v'hid machu lo mishum tefillin kidetrishus. He's saying that the vasikin really held that you could daven kriyashma before nei tzachama from Yishayakir. That could be chveis 50 minutes, 60 minutes, 45 minutes before Netzachama. So you really could say Kriyashma then. But they wanted to wait to say Kriyashma later, closer to Netz, so this way they'll finish Kriyashma by Netz, and then they'll say Shemoneh Esrei right after Netz. Yochel Alos Luschasim, because Hashem will take a Netz the common lame the stomach from Leza, the Ahmad Netz Acham of Lomay and Netz Acharya. Rodikom Alem Hay Slam of Lo Park or Minu, Rodikom Mosiab will steer, they sell Batim Shemesh, Yerucham Shemesh, Umishtamim, Besamach, Im Hashaykh, the Indian, Im Besamachu, the fun of Allah Haram. So that was the idea. Okay. Now, so that's what he says originally. That he says that they did it before Netzachama, and they waited a little bit to close to Netzachama. So then they'll sobek gubul tefila, and then they'll daven Shmon Esrei after Netzachama, because mitzvah hayom he's supposed to do after Netzachama. Even Shmon Esrei. Even though I always love the Pre-Chodesh that says that L'chadchila you could daven Shmon Esrei before Netzachama, which was what they brought the Korban Tomid every day before Netzachama. But he's saying no, that the Korban Tomid, they did that early, but Shmon Esrei is not an exact carbon copy of the Korban Tomid. One second. Later on, he seems to say differently. On page 13, he says, So what is he saying? See, originally he says, Abai says, Damar Kivasikin Lakriyashma. Because Mokam Akodim Lacher and Nathan Lavin Kavi's money. A feeling may you mock him while you coach him eight paid Vikura of Amagnosim or Yeshisir. So the question is, was he changing his mind from what he said originally? Because originally he said that Vasikin held not Krishma like the other Tanoim. That's before Netacham. And now he's saying what? What the part that Tosus quoted? Ufidaiti, the line that begins on page 13. Ufidaiti, Hamemahel the Krosu Kodem Neitzacham Al Yotzei Yidei Chavoso Kol Kach. Ufari Loshim. Because in the beginning he's saying that whole thing, but then he's saying Zman Krishma Lokoy Kivasikin Ella Kahad Sabchinum Khe Posakal Halacha Perakam and Amr. He's saying this originally at the end of the page on page 12, he says Rod Ray Dvaray Mihilcha Halachas Gedolos Akatsos Adham Ibrahim Krishma. He called him Netzacham Yisra Fula the Tzvili Ma Netzacham and Nitzam Yisfala Bayom when Tzvasa Kapar Hanim Shepirash and Tzvasa Kriyashma we called to give us a Svarim Dilan Tzma Kriyashma Lokai Kivasikin Elahat Sabchinen Hei Pasach Halach Perkam Amar Mshin Vayokai Achaz Kodam Chaneitz Vachad Vachaneitz Amar Vachad Vachanina Amar Vashur Ben Levi Halach Amar Vashimen Avgav Domen Maskana Kedai Hu Vashimen Lismoch Allah Bashat Sachak. So now he's saying that really the halacha is that you should say Kriya Shema at Netz or after Netz. So when he says Lo Yotzei Yidei Chavoso Kol Kach, what it means he's doing it b'diavad. Probably that's what it means. Rav Al Pisha Matzil Magdim Tefillin Makriyas Shema Mishtvil Tashach Vashasat Kach Shaini Kedamrinan Rabbi Yisrael Shal Motzai Shabbos Vashabbos. What about Tefillin? The fact that we put on Tefillin early. Probably should have seen a Magdim and Tfilin Lakriyashma, the Tfilin Sashachar. Lamites, he says, Amara Shachar, welcome Tfilin Sashachar. Right. You can do it even earlier. Shasat Chak Shani, because I mean, remember his problem with Shasha was, follow the Milsa. Vasik and Lokaimelon. Okay. So he's saying that because if you're saying what the Vasikin did it beforehand, then they did it, they only were doing it b'diavad. The Vasikin did it b'diavad. So that's what we saw in Tosus yesterday. Take a look. There's a Tosus here on page 9, where the third arrow is Varav. Yeah, the second arrow. So Mira made a top page, Dabai, Because Abai said, Tzvil Kivasikin means that, because it's not exactly like Vasikin, because Vasikin did it beforehand. And we do it afterwards. We do, so basically saying the Vasikin, did it before Netzach, says Kriya Shema before Netzach Hama. So, but originally he said that the Vasikin were following the Shita that you're, that the Zman Kriya Shema is Mishayakim. So then that was good. But then he seems to say differently. It seems that he's, that he was changing what he was saying, Rabbi Natan. Because originally Rabbi Natan was saying on page, on page 12, on the first arrow, the Vasikin Tzvila was Zman Kriya Shema B'Hanach Tanai, the Masnisin Dehu Kodem Neitzacham B'Harbe. V'hi D'Machon Lei Mishum Tzvila K'Vitzvishus. That the Vasikin held that Zman Kriya Shema is early. It's like Mishayakir. That's the Mishnah on Daf Tes. Avisai Korin is Shema B'Shachar Mishayakir. But then he says differently. Right? And then he says, that no, that we hold that you can't say Kriya Shema until Netzach Hama. Rabbi Domer Kivasikin with Kriya Shema, Simana Diyohiv, but it's really. So then he says, but then he seems to say differently. Or he's saying that what? That the Iker Halacha is not that way. That you have to say Kriya Shema from Netzach Hama, because all mitzvahs you have to say from Netzach Hama. And that's what we saw yesterday in the on page 22. On page 20, rather, when I showed you the Halacha Brewer Gemara. In the second arrow, he says, "Om nam yeshchil deos v'toch shi tzuk v'keshu l'bir minag avasikin shem gemara." She omr she gomri mosam neitzachama mashmash she karua mikodim. Okay, before she ben atam shabai los kavin she in hagu kimosam. El hevi and es minhagim l'simim ba'alma. And he's saying that. Right. In other words, you should read the Kriya Shema right after. As soon as the sun sets, then we say Kriya Shema. Not what the Vasikin did. So that's saying that what the Vasikin did, we don't paskin like, because the Vasikin said. So that's the end of Rabbeinu Tam. Yeruchem Shemesh. It's Kriya Shema. That you have to say you have to say Kriya Shema after the sun rises. That's what Abai is saying. And what the Vasikin did was the Dievet. They did it beforehand. But that was the Dievet. Because they did it before. He says Lo Yotzu Yedehova Kolkach, which probably means it's a Bedi'evit. The Vasikin did Bedi'evit, according to Abaye, according to Rabbeinu Thomas. So first, Rabbeinu Thomas was saying Pshat in the Vasikin that they were following the Shita that you could do it early Kriya Shema. You could do it Mishayakir. But then, I guess he's saying, but Abaye held no, Kriya Shema Vasikin that you have to do it from the Tzachama, and therefore, okay, according to the first thing Rabbi Natan was saying, the Vasikin were doing Lechatchila. But then once he says that no, because he could still say Kriya Shema Shel Ma'ariv until Neitz, so then you can't say Shachris at that point until after Neitz. And furthermore, every mitzvah has to be after Neitz, so Mamela, what they did is only Bedi'evit, and we don't really pass it like that. Because if we pass it like that, that would mean you could do it Lechatchila. But then he says that there's the Rabbeinu Hananel Shita, that Meidach Yisim Mevim HaTosis B'Maseches Yuma as Perish HaRei Rabbeinu Hananel Shagomrim Haynu Korim Kloma Shezel Minag of Asikin Likro Kriya Shema Ima Neitzachama Fli Dvarav Yotzei Shapasuk Ruchem Shemesh Muva B'Keshel Lizman Shal Kriya Shema. So according to Rabbeinu Hananel, what's the pshat in Vasikin? See, the first pshat, he says, they would finish Ima Neitzachama beforehand. So Rabbeinu Tam says that when Abai says a Kriya Shema kivasikin, it means not like Vasikin, but similar to Vasikin. In other words, because the Vasikin were marked on something to be at Kriya at Neitzachama, that was Kriya. So they were marked on Kriya Shema. We're going to be marked on Tefillah, and because they did because. They were makbid on Kshem Shehem Hikpidu Vasayim as a Kriya Bizman Hanates Ulaspal Miad Kakesh Lahakbid B'Kriya Shema Atzma. So they said Kriya Shema before the Nates finished. But then they said Shemon Esrei right away. So we have to be makbid by Kriya Shema that you should be after Hanates. And what's the Rabbeinu Hananel? Haynu Korim Kloma Shazel Minag Vasikin Likro Kriya Shema Im Haneitzachama. So according to Rabbeinu Hananel, what's Rabbeinu Hananel's pshat? Im Haneitzachama. Let's see, Tosus brings it. 1 second. Yeah. Take a look at page 9, the third arrow. Zarav Rabbeinu Hananel Pirush Devasikin Gormim Osai Manetzachama Miyad Ufarish Gormim Korin. They did what? They did Kriya Shema after. In other words, according to Rabbeinu Tam, they did Kriya Shema before Nates. And they did Shemon Esrei. And they did Bidiyevit. And Rabbeinu Hananel says, no, they did Kriya Shema later. So, the two opinions, what did the Vasikin do? Either the Vasikin said Kriya Shema before the end of Nates, and then they said Shemot Esrei right there. Or no, they said Kriyashma at the end of Nates, and then they said Shmon Esrei. Was there something to be said about saying something when the sun just finished rising? So the first pshat is, the pshat of Rabbeinu Tam is that they said Shmon Esrei then. Ruchem Shemesh means you're supposed to say Shmon Esrei when the sun just set. And the other pshat in Rabbeinu Chananel is no. When the sun first rises, you're supposed to say what? Kriyashma. What are you supposed to do, Yeruchim Semesh? Shmon Esrei? That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, what the Vasikin did. And Rabbeinu Chananel says, no, the Vasikin did what? Kriyashma. As soon as the sun. Now, Rabbeinu Tam says what the Vasikin did was they did Kriyashma earlier, and Shmon Esrei they did and therefore, basically, they did Kriyashma b'di'evet. They said Kriyashma b'di'evet. But Rabbeinu Chanan holds, they said Kriyashma after Nates. So they did Kriyashma l'chatchila. And the Vasikin is a din in Kriyashma. What's the din of Vasikin at sunrise? What are you supposed to do at sunrise? Kriyashma? Or Shmon Esrei or Kriyashma? So the Pashup Shad is, we always think it's Shmon Esrei. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam says. It's Shmon Esrei what they did. But Rabbeinu Chananel says, no, they did Kriyashma. But Rabbeinu Tam, he says they did Shmon Esrei, that's what we hold. But then he holds, but that's not how we paskin. But that's what they did. But we paskin, if you do that, that's B'di'evet. So that's why any time you daven Vasikin, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're saying Kriyashma b'di'evet, because you're saying Kriyashma before Netzachama. So the Minhag Yisrael is no, that we follow the Rif, that you can say Kriyashma l'chatchila before Netzachama. And the halacha that you're supposed to wait for all the mitzvahs till Netzachama does not apply to Kriyashma. Because there's a Rav Yor, I didn't put it here, the Rav Yor says, whenever there's a mitzvah that doesn't say Yom. By Kriyashma never says Yom. Shach b'chol kumecha, by Tefillin, Rishem also, by Tzitzis, doesn't say the word Yom. Mitzvahs that don't say Yom, l'chatchila you can do even before Netzacham. That's why Tefillin. Tefillin, we put on Tefillin l'chatchila mishayakir. Right, we don't say, now, what would Rabbeinu Tam say about tefillin? Maybe he would say l'chatchila you shouldn't do that. But it comes out that there are two minhagim of what the Vasikin did, and there are two psakim and when is the zman l'chatchila of a kriyashma. Is l'chatchila kriyashma from Mishayakir? Or is l'chatchila kriyashma is Netzacham? So if you hold it's Mishayakir, and that's what the Vasikin did, they did it after Mishayakir, even though it was before Nates. That's Minhag Yisrael. Minhag Yisrael, a person who davens Vasikin today, says Kriyashma before Netzachama. Because we pass it like the Rif, that L'chatchil is Mishayakir, so it's good. But if you hold like Rabbeinu Chananel, then what the Vasikin did is they said Kriyashma right at Nates. And Shmon Esrei was a little bit 5 minutes later. But the point being is that if you want to be a person who wants to fulfill all the shittas rishonim, then you have a problem. See, Rav Lichtenstein, the Brisker, he wanted to fulfill all shittas rishonim. So if you want to fill all shittas rishonim, because if you're going to say Kriyashma, you're going to follow Rabbeinu Chananel, and you're going to say Kriyashma at the Nates, so then you didn't really do Vasikin, because then Shmon Esrei is not till later. So what do people do? They do Kriyashma before Nates, and Shmon Esrei is at the Nates. But according to Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbi Lamor, then you said Kriyashma b'di'evin before Nates. So some people say, okay, I'm not here to fulfill every shita. You know, live and let live, you know. And if you have to have, you have one sheet that you follow, and that's what you follow. Shulchan Aruch, that's what you follow. this Rabbeinu Tam is not in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch holds lechatchila, like the Rif. You can say Kriya Shema before Neitzachama. So, one second. So, Mimela, that's what you do. You want to daven Vasikin. Any normal Jew today, daven's Vasikin, doesn't do the Rabbeinu Hanano version of Vasikin. He does the Rabbeinu Tam version of Vasikin, and he holds that the Rif is right. That you can do daven lechatchila. But if you want to fulfill all the Shita's Rishonim, so that's what Rav Lichtenstein would do. He would daven like everyone else daven Vasikin. Kriya Shema before Neitz, and Shmon Esrei after Neitz, and then it turns out you fulfill Kriya Shema with the Evan, so you would repeat Kriya Shema. But it's not so poshut, because if you hold like Rav Chaim, once you fulfill the mitzvah with the Evan, you can't go back and fulfill the Lechatchila. You know, that's the famous Rav Chaim. They asked him, what's better if you have two Esrogim? What is the most beautiful Esrog? I told you the story. I once was walking on 13th Avenue with Rav Harari. Oh, the man here. Rav Harari and I were walking, it was like the day after Yom Kippur. Rav Harari and I were walking on 13th Avenue in Bar Park. And nonetheless, who came out of the woodwork? None other than Harav Shlomo Kalbach. He came out of the woodwork with his entourage. And he gave a zog. And he said, where can I get the most beautiful Esrog? That's what he was announcing to the Tzibur. Where can I get the most beautiful Esrog? And then we kept bumping into him again and again during that day. So Rav Chaim's Shita is, if you have two Esrog in front of you, what is the most beautiful, but it might be possible? If it's kosher, it's the most beautiful. But there's one problem, I make it possible. But it's the most beautiful. If the kosher is the most beautiful, the other one is clearly not a nice Esrog, but it's for sure kosher. So which one do you take first? So Reb Chaim, the famous Pesach of Reb Chaim is you take the most beautiful first. Because if it's possible, then you'll take the other one later. But if you do you take the conservative approach and you take the one that's Vade kosher first, and so therefore you yotze. And then you can't fulfill Hidur Mitzvah anymore because you're Yotzei ready. You can't do Hidur Mitzvah after you were Yotzei ready. So that's why he said, better take the one that's a Suffolk puzzle first, because if it's good, then you get Hidur, and then the other one you take later.
Even better.
One second. So the same thing over here. So Akasha and Rav Lichtenstein, because Mela, if you said Kriya Shema already beforehand, Mustafa, you would say b'di'evah. Because even the Rabbeinu Tam seems to say, I don't know, I have to check the Baal more, but even Rabbeinu Tam says, it's only a b'di'evah. I don't know if it means to say Imam Shnan Yotzei at all. Kokak. I think it means b'di'evah. So Mela, then will come out that every time you did your davening, there's no way to fix it. There's no way to fix it. So you can't get everything. So in the world, you know, that's life. You can't get everything. You want this, you want that. You want to seek him like Rabbeinu Tam, but you want the, you want him, you want that. That's probably better. Now that he changes more, you're saying better than I said. Yeah. Meaning, the Masikin were not just Amaratzim.
Right.
The Masikin were, they followed the other Shita, but he says, we don't follow that Shita, we all need that. Yeah, that's probably a better way. I said, if a Gilu, Rabbeinu Tam changes mind, you're just saying better than me. You're saying that the Masikin followed that Shita, so that's what they did. But we don't hope, we don't paskin like that, because we paskin that you need Kriya Shema to be after Neitz. So Mimela, that's why what they did was lachatchila for them. But Rabbeinu Tam says we paskin that it has to be at Neitz.
But
Shalokadin, according to way an Arshita. Yeah, that's a better way of saying it. That he changed his mind. Yeah. In other words, first Rabbi Tam is presenting what the Masika held. And then he's saying, and how do we hold? We hold that you have to say Kriya Shema at night. So if we would do what the Masika were doing, we would be doing with the Yemen. But b'di'evet, so that's why, I don't know if according to Rav Lichtenstein, what he repeated Shema Esrei, and the Balamor, Mestam, is the same, right? The Balamor is also, Balamor, so he repeated Kriya Shema. But not everyone holds like Rav Chaim. Some hold, the Chasam Sofer holds not like Rav Chaim, but he said if you do a mitzvah b'di'evet, and you do it again, lechatima, so you get the lechatima. I have my sefer in Hagim. I have it in my sefer in Hagim. Just reprinted in Sfarm Sale. I have some.
But even the Kriya Shema
Esrei, Spitzer?
The Har of Chaim might just be like,
that's another point, right. He might be, my hidden mitzvah is different than lechatima b'di'evet. Yeah, that's in a safe. I think I quote that in my safe also from somebody. I quote. More safe. Ibn Baruch. I only have one name of the same. All the Sfarim are the same. Ibn Baruch and Brachah, Ibn Baruch are different things. Yeah, he's not following Rabbi Chanan. Yeah,
exactly.
So
he has to do the double.
Right, he has to. Right, he came from Tel Aviv Shita. Right. In other words, you have to choose Yeruch or Shemesh. What is it?
Right.
You fear God with the Shemesh, it means you daven Shemon Esrei with the Shemesh. We say Kriya Shema with the Shemesh. So the world doesn't follow Rabbi Chanan. Even though Rabbi Chanan, you don't start up with Rabbi Chanan. You know, Kol Kor Divrei Kabbalah. You don't follow. You don't. It's not so easy to. Not to follow Rabbi Chanan, but apparently we don't follow Rabbi Chanan.
He's the Rebbe of the
Rif. Right.
If it's a big Kriyat Shema, why are you allowed to say the Brachah?
Well, because the Brachas you don't have to say with Kriyat Shema. Yeah, we say it even after. Okay, so this is fascinating what we did today. In other words, you have to plug in all the various things. The two shitas, you daven Kriya Shema L'Chatchila after Bishayake, or only after Midrash Nates, and then you have to put that in with the two ways what the Masika did. Did the Masika say Kriya Shema with the coming of the sun? That's the Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Natan said, they said Shemon Esrei. Kriya Shema, as they said earlier. And then, based on what they did, then you can see whether could we follow them lechatchila. So the halacha, we assume that Mishayakir is the din lechatchila in Kriya Shema, and before Neitzachama, and then Shemon Esrei is at Neitzachama, and that's the thing. But I'm still not convinced that there. But the Rebbeinu Tam here doesn't hold like my Pri Chodesh. That kills me. I like the Pri Chodesh. So I want to say that the Pri Chodesh may be still right. So the Pri Chodesh says that to me it's mistaber. You can be Yotzei Kriya Shema early, then Shemon Esrei also, because Kriya Shema and Shemon Esrei have to be put together because some of them are Gula Tfila. So I don't like this idea that he wants to say that Kriya Shemon Esrei is only after things. So I still like to follow the Pri Chodesh. I have an article, so if I wrote an article, that's why I'm... But I don't think Rabbi Bari likes the Pri Chodesh so much. Rabbi Yashiv also does. The Stifler did. The Stifler! Okay, everybody, sorry.